This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, up there in the prisms of the wonderful sunrises that he's now getting to look at, it's Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain, the prism of the sunrise.
Yep, and we got 67 degrees, mostly clear skies, and the thing, it's feeling pretty good. Of course, we got something going on here tonight. We've got Cincinnati playing the USF Bulls in Raymond James Stadium. Now, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm just going to be me. How's that? That's tough enough.
I know. Cincinnati's got one hell of a team, and their crowd is staying in and out of these hotels right here behind us, close to the airport, within eyeshot of the stadium over there. We had the USF marching band that was here the other day playing out in the parking lot next door to us. God, you know, you don't know how to feel when you're in a radio station and a marching band comes marching by your window. Playing, I might add, playing.
Well, you don't get any dead air. How's that?
No, and I thought I was going nuts. I couldn't believe it. What the? And then the engineer ran the back door and says, Captain, you got to come here and see this. Look, there's a marching band out here. And there was.
Well, you know, there's worse ways to be interrupted.
Right. Well, what do you say we say the pledge and we'll get going?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we've got some sad news to report today out of our backyard here. For all the animal lovers that are out there, and they know the story behind Winter the Dolphin and the movie Dolphin Tales that came out in 2010 about the little dolphin that got caught in the fishnet and lost its tail, and they put a prosthetic tail on it so it could maneuver around swimming in the water and all that sort of stuff. 16 years later, the dolphin passed away last night.
Always a sad thing. It's nice when technology can actually help nature, instead of the other way around. You know, it affecting nature in a negative way. So, give the animal a chance to actually get back in the game for 16 years.
Yep.
So that's a job well done, and rest in peace.
Yep, and I know a lot of little kids that got to watch the dolphin are going to be upset, but there'll be another dolphin to come along, so that's the good thing about it anyway. All right, well, President Biden went off to celebrate Veterans Day at Arlington and the Too Many Unknown Soldier, and he managed to ignite a fury again after going from respectful to the word racist, which he used in a speech, to a Veterans Day crowd, which was meant to honor heroes. And then, oh, by the way, he mentioned his favorite Negro, Satchel Paige, who he called the preacher of baseball.
You know, I believe, and I believe I speak for a majority of Americans, and I don't mean just 51% or 55%. I think closer to 70 or 80%. I think we're done with the political co-opting of racism.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s when we were getting just saturated with Martin Luther King's message that you don't see skin color.
Mm-hmm.
You do not judge people by the color of their skin. You judge them by the context of their character, how they act, how they interact with society and other people. And ever since the Obama administration, this false thumping of systemic racism in everything that we do has just escalated.
Yep.
First, it was systemic racism in law enforcement. Then it was in systemic racism in education. Now, if you're not actively out there calling people racists, you're a racist yourself. Enough. Our American society is not racist. We're the only country on the face of the planet that went into a civil war to eliminate the scourge of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the 60s, the 70s, the civil rights movement. We created laws to make it against the law to think along those lines. And now for some reason we've just jettisoned all that and we're allowing people to march around calling people racist, causing them to lose their jobs because they think they're racist, being indoctrinated into being racist themselves by saying you have to be anti-racist.
Yep.
Enough.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. We're coming right back. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why should I do it?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it right after I tell you about our friends at Moss Nissan. Now remember, Moss Nissan, with all their locations here in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming to Brooksville, Florida. They broke ground on it Wednesday, so that'll be coming here pretty soon, too. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, it just amazes me how they get customers from just all over the panhandle up there where Frank is, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way up into upstate New York, all the way over into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, the other thing is, trade-ins right now, 25% more than what they were worth back in January, 25% more. And all those cars that are coming off lease right now, you get a full warranty on them. They're in good shape. Why don't you look at one of them? A little bit less expensive, with gasoline being what it is, a little bit less expensive for the vehicle. If you have to finance it, maybe instead of paying $300 or $400 a month, you're going to pay $200 a month. So you wind up saving some money. How about all that? But check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal presented to them. So, again, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com, M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, moving right along, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has threatened to send all the illegals that he can locate that Joe Biden sent down here to his home state of Delaware.
Dude, come on, man. You can't be doing that. Joe just wants to load all the red states up with financial burdens so that we learn our lessons to be more accepting of the people who want to have a better life. I couldn't applaud Governor DeSantis any more than I do at this point.
Right.
I think it's fighting fire with fire. It's saying we're not going to take it down here in Florida. And saying, if you're going to force this upon us, we're going to make you feel some pain as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking about this off air. There's a rumor going around that he may have given orders to impound any vehicles that illegally bring undocumented immigrants into the state of Florida. If that's the case, now I'm standing and applauding. This guy can do no wrong in my book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. And I'll tell you what, state sovereignty, states' rights, we talked about it before. We're just exercising our right as a state.
Absolutely. Every right to do that under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution. And we've talked about this point before, too. You know, he's got all these unlegislated mandates. They pass these laws that are unconstitutional in nature because of the 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
He should be using nullification to nullify these laws, saying we do not recognize them because they're unconstitutional. Therefore, we're acting accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's our right to do so. This was something that was debated in the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers, and Jefferson and Madison were two of the people that said nullification is something that should be used when appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just some bizarre spin-off kind of theory. This is something that was debated by the framers, the people who actually came up with the document. Not just people, the eggheads who have an agenda at the universities. Uh-uh. This is something that has been in debate since the beginning, and it's time that we start exercising that.
All right, let's go over to the telephone line. We've got Backgammon Bob with a question. Go ahead there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. I see up in New York where the mayor has...
You there? What happened? You there?
Oh, okay.
Bob, you're cutting in and out. Okay.
I believe if I caught the first couple, I was going to say he was talking about the new mayor of New York.
Yeah, Eric Adams, former police captain.
Yeah, who I believe is getting back to a little bit of law and order up there.
You bet he is.
And the BLM activists are like, oh, you're a racist. Well, that's kind of hard. We've been told the entire time that if, in fact, you are African-American, you can't be a racist. Now there's an African-American mayor who happens to believe in law and order, and now he's a racist. We've got the new lieutenant governor in Virginia who believeves in law and order, and BLM says she's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with calling you a racist if you don't toe the left's agenda line. So getting back to the point that we were making in the first segment, it's time to we cannot accept the moniker of racism coming out of the left anymore.
No.
They use it as a political tool, as a bully tool, and we just have to say, you know what? You're not allowed to use the word anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not censoring you. I just don't hear you anymore because you've been so disingenuous with the label for the past 20 years that it doesn't mean anything anymore coming out of your mouth.
Well, the BLM...
You're telling me I have to be I'm a racist if I don't actively go out and call other people racists. So, enough. It's time to talk to the hand and sit down.
Yeah, and the BLM leader in New York actually threatened violence and to burn down the city.
And right there, that's, I believe, wouldn't that be inciting people to riot?
That's also domestic terrorism. I would have arrested a guy in the spot.
Yeah, why isn't this person in handcuffs?
I'd like to know that, too.
You know, we keep talking about the federal government getting involved because state governments aren't doing it the way they should be. Well, this would be the point where you say, hey, New York, de Blasio's still in office for a little bit. How come this person hasn't been arrested on domestic terrorism charges?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, because you're one of those flaming cobalt blue liberals as well. Well, now let's send the DOJ in there. Let's send the FBI in there to arrest this person on domestic terrorism charges. If you're not going to do your job, you'll do it for mask mandates. You'll do it for voting, for fake voting rights. How about you do it when someone threatens to burn a city to the ground?
Well, here's the other thing. The new mayor, mayor-elect Eric Adams, the former NYPD captain, said we're going to put together our plainclothes detectives unit again with unmarked cars. They aren't going to know where we are when we come to hit them, and we're going to hit them hard.
Good. If you're not breaking the law, then you've got nothing to worry about.
You betcha.
If you're breaking the law, then you should be looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Civil society doesn't have to put up with you committing crimes just because you want to claim a victimhood label. Oh, I didn't get my Kool-Aid when I was 7. I must be a victim. That gives me the right to walk down the street and punch an Asian lady in the head on her way to church.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a double.
You know, no.
I got a double deal here for you on COVID. Mass states have a higher COVID case rate than the free states, and the one that just had the lowest rates, period, was Florida.
Isn't that something? Once again, you've got a governor who actually uses common sense and is steadfast in it, follows the real science of allowing herd immunity to take hold, and after all the slings and arrows of the left and the Biden administration and the connected pharmaceutical companies about you're killing people down there, you're awful, you're a disgrace. Really? How did we achieve these lowest numbers if, in fact, we didn't do it right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who? Which state has the highest incidence of hospitalization now? Vermont.
Yeah.
Which has like the highest vaccination rate.
Yeah. Yep. So much for Bernie Sanders. All right, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out while we're on break, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and I was on Armed American Radio yesterday, Daily Defense. The podcast of that is up, and I have it on my official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and it's on my personal page on Facebook as well. You can hear that. We had Mark and I had quite a great day talking about veterans, and then we wound up talking about trucking, and we wound up talking about the supply the mix that we got right now, the mess, and how all they got to do is put some truck-driving people and some warehouse people together, put them in a room, and we'll fix this damn problem. That's all there is to it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, you go to the website, you take a look at all the things that are there, including the Radio Listener Specials page. And on that page, there'll be two dozen or more items just ridiculously marked down in price. It'll have the price there, and it'll say, with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always one word, Captain, period, Captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. They have a 60-day return policy if you need to return anything. And Christmas is around the corner. And they got all kinds of stuff for Christmas. All right. Frank Silvano's back with us from undergroundusa.com. And what'd you think of that idea, Frank? Put some trucking people and some warehouse people together and let us fix the mess.
Boy, that would just be employing common sense. And I don't think the Biden administration can have that. Well, it's just straightforward and simple.
You got that jackass Buttigieg who last week says Well, I'm not worried about the truck drivers because they're all union and they've got great benefits and great pay, so we don't need to worry about them. 85% of the drivers behind the wheel are non-union, and about half of them are owner-operators.
Yeah, and then not only that, his statement didn't address the issue at hand. It's not about whether we have to worry about the truck drivers. It's about the supply chain problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if he can't even grasp that simple concept, how is he qualified to be Secretary of Transportation? Of course, he did correctly identify that overpasses are racist. Now, how anybody can be so convoluted in their thinking,
oh boy,
to make an inanimate object racist is beyond me. This is how far off the rails the left has gone. And it's time, every time I hear someone call someone a racist now, I have to start making fun of them as being intellectually stunted. I have to.
Can I use the word?
It's so absurd.
Can I use the word stupid?
Sure. Like, and let's put a small two up there just to make it squared.
Yeah.
Enough. If people can't see that they're using the word as a weapon for political advancement and nothing else, to the people who actually died, and we had people die during the civil rights movement, to the people who actually gave their lives to bring the civil rights movement into the mainstream and to actually stem the tide of racism in this country in the 60s and the 70s, This is a slap in the face what the Democrats are doing today by foisting this false flag operation onto the American people.
Okay.
And I'm tired of it.
Okay, let's bring a caller into the mix. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Laredo. Calling out of Georgia.
What's up there, sir?
Say it's a real honor to speak with you, sir.
Well, thank you. Same on our end.
What you were saying about the truck driver, you are absolutely correct. I was owner operator myself for a few years there, and was on the road for several many years.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as far as the drivers being in unions, it's a minute amount.
Right.
So I wanted to let you know you are absolutely correct, and we appreciate everything y'all doing. And let's go, Brandon.
I love it. Okay, you take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Yeah, he's listening to us, I think, up there in Valdosta, but way to go. All right, I'm going to try this again. I guess Backgammon Bob got his phone fixed. Okay, Backgammon Bob, let's try it again.
All right, Captain, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. One thing on this port thing and the transportation, this is why we have to come back to making stuff in this country to where we don't rely on out-of-the-country solutions and stuff. And I think there's becoming a movement to do that. And one of the quickest ways to do that, I think, is just to start putting some of these tariffs back on stuff. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, that's got some merit, Frank. But the other thing is when they got this money, and then I'm trying to figure out why these 13 people voted for this, and then I started to look at where they were going to make the seaports bigger to allow the container ships to come in. And of the 13 that voted, 9 of them were directly where they were going to put these ports and expand what was there so the container ships could come in there, which means a lot of money and revenue coming into their areas.
And that would have, I would have had no problem with that if that's what the entirety of the bill was.
Mm-hmm. But that's not what it was.
It's not what it was.
No.
When you only have $100 billion out of $1.75 trillion going to actual infrastructure and everything else going to an ideologically motivated agenda, then you need to stand down on that bill. You don't pass it. You openly complain loudly about what they have included in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one more argument for slowing federal government down to a crawl when it comes to legislation by saying everything has to be standalone legislation. No more omnibus bills.
Right.
I don't want to see giant packages of anything going through Congress. It's one piece of legislation addressing one issue from now on in the House
mm-hmm. and in the Senate. It slows the process down in Washington, D.C., so we don't have these spendthrift, outrageous bills that they keep foisting on us, where they can tuck little things in here and put an amendment on over here, so an infrastructure bill ends up being a majority not about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Standalone legislation from now on, if we obviously we can't trust them to do things above board, so let's demand that.
I got one for you here. We saw a recent spike in the cases of COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
The FDA has recalled 2.2 million at-home coronavirus tests. Why, you ask? Because they've been giving false positives.
Yeah, imagine that. It just motivates everybody else to go and get the vaccine, which is, wait a minute, their agenda in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, you know, are they defective or was this a concerted effort? Where COVID's concerned, I don't trust the federal government or any of their departments on that subject. Mm-hmm. I just don't. They've lied to us for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the results of real solid science in Florida and yep. in Texas, where now we have established herd immunity regionally, you know, I can't listen to the federal government on COVID anymore. They've used it as a political weapon, just like they used the subject of race. They can't be trusted.
Oh, okay.
They just can't.
Okay, now, I don't know if I can keep you from laughing, but we have a new administrative person. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cece Lala. That would be none other than our Vice President Kamala Harris, who was trying to put out a fake French accent, which is why whatever in the hell she was trying to say the other day with the T, the P, plan, you know, this and that, and T and P, she was trying to talk like a Frenchman.
You know, if you think back a little bit, she is not unique in this. When Hillary Clinton used to talk in front of a Southern audience.
Yep.
She would suddenly get a Southern accent.
Yep.
And when Barack Obama talked to ethnic crowds, he would get much more ethnic in his dialect.
That's right.
They pander.
Mm-hmm.
They pander to the crowd that they're talking to try and identify with them. It's not only in the words they use in promising, making false promises to the crowds they're in front of,
right?
But now they mock them by trying to emulate the way that they speak.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see that these people are disingenuous when they do these things, you've got to wake up.
So I want to see you write an article on Cece Lala.
Cece Lala, of course.
All right. Well, good boy. We'll talk to you on Monday. I'm laughing so hard I can hardly stand it. All right. I'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. All right. Frank Silvato. Holy smokes. What a great segment that was. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, and I want to give a big shout-out to all our over-the-road drivers out there that are up there tonight, especially those tanker yankers, those suicide jockeys, and the job you're doing. You know, people don't understand that if it got to you somehow, somewhere, it didn't show up on an airplane, didn't get dropped in by parachute, didn't come in by railroad train either. It came in by truck. All right, my next guest, Patrick Hyland, and this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All right, and here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning to all our veterans out there. I hope everybody had a good day yesterday, remembering and good memories as well. So I'm sure some not so.
We had a fantastic get together at Mission Barbecue at West Waters. We had more people there than I've ever seen at any event that they ever had, and they just kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming for about 2.5 hours.
Well, that's fantastic. That's what it's supposed to be like.
Yep.
And, again, salute to all our veterans out there. Sports World last night, the Miami Dolphins beat the Baltimore Ravens 22-10.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so. There goes my Baltimore audience right there.
Yeah, well, it's funny that, Baltimore's favored by 7.5 points, Captain. Everybody thought they'd put it on Miami, and they find a way to win. It's been a very weird football season this year.
Somebody got hurt in that game. What was it, a defensive player or something?
Yeah.
For the Dolphins?
Got banged up. Yeah, one guy's got banged up.
The guy that had been the starter who, for whatever reason, wasn't playing, and he went in there, and he just did a great job.
Yeah, so he did a good job. Came in for Bissett and won the game. Baltimore was in the game, but it just didn't seem to really put it on. Miami's defense to allow Baltimore only 10 points was a very good job. So hats off to the Dolphins. Some great games this weekend, Captain. You have Atlanta going up against Dallas in Dallas after Dallas losing to Denver. We'll see how they rebound. And Atlanta beating New Orleans. And then New Orleans goes into Tennessee. Adrian Peterson looks like he's got some gas left in the tank. So he's admirably filling in for,
He looked good last week. Adrian Peterson. Old AD looked good.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And then Jacksonville will be going to play the Colts. So after Jacksonville upset the Buffalo Bills last week, surprising. There's your surprising things. Cleveland going into New England. It should be a very good game. Both teams are playing some good football. Buffalo, should rebound well against the New York Jets. We'll see what that loss did to them. See if it woke them up to really play well. And then Detroit has to go into Pittsburgh. It'll be a tough game for Detroit. Tampa Bay Buccaneers head up to the Washington football team. Now, for some reason, Washington always gives Tampa Bay a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But after the bye week, and after Tampa Bay losing their last game before the bye week, I don't think I'd want to be the Washington football team this weekend. But we shall see. Then our 4 o'clock slate, Captain, will have the Carolina Panthers going up against the Arizona Cardinals. They've been a little bit stagnant recently, so we'll see if they get back to playing like they were earlier in the year. And the Minnesota Vikings go into L.A. to play the Chargers. Still can't believe it's the L.A. Chargers, not the San Diego Chargers, Captain. So
yeah,
all the military down there in the south end of Cali. God bless those guys down there and gals. And then Philly heads out to Denver. So we'll see if Denver goes back-to-back. That should be probably one of the best games on paper anyway, Captain. We'll see what happens. And then Seattle and Green Bay. Looks like Aaron Rodgers should be back Sunday to play. And Russell Wilson is possibly going to play. So we'll see how that plans out. The Los Angeles Rams will be the 8:15 Sunday night special. So that's it on the NFL tab. College ball, Captain. Just go down the rankings here real quick. Georgia number one, Alabama number two in the playoff selection committee poll. But then Georgia's number one in the AP rankings and Cincinnati's number two.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, in the selection committee, Cincinnati's number 5-9-0. And then we have
Let me just point something out to you. Right here we got Cincinnati and USF going right on over here tonight in Ray J, right?
Yes, sir.
Day before yesterday, we had the USF marching band come marching right by my window, right outside the studio, into the parking lot next door, and they played for about an hour.
I mean, like we talked about, a lot of upsets this year. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati wins this one, they're going to have to put them up there. But the reason they're ranking them this way is because of the money. And, who would come see the 4 playoff teams? Like you and I've always talked about, let's go to 8 playoff teams, okay? And then last but not least, Captain, Michigan State beat Michigan, but since they lost last week, you dropped them below Michigan. I don't understand that logic. If I beat you straight up and we both have the same record, shouldn't I be ranked higher than you?
You would think.
You'd think, right? So just amazing. Captain, just like to do a quick shout-out. I'll be at the Red Lobster today from 11:30 to about 3 o'clock. We do a seminar at 11:30. And
then are you buying?
At 2 o'clock.
Are you buying?
No, Captain, for Medicare reasons. But I'll get you a nice piece of pie and a cup of coffee and a nice tea. So that's not too bad. And a Publix $10 gift card. So that's not too shabby. So, you know, and then you can get a sub afterwards there, or you can order dinner for Red Lobster. And then tomorrow I'll be at Leo's Italian restaurant at 11:30 there on 19 and Palm Harbor. And that will be our only show tomorrow, 11:30 till
tomorrow. I'll be at the gun show.
Yes, that's right.
Sarasota. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to a wonderful flagship station 860, and I heard two guys gun show talking about that, listening to some of the veterans' stories on our station yesterday, so it was great.
Indeed.
Well, Captain, thank you so much, brother, for your service and everything you do in the community and for your show and for everybody out there. God bless you, and I'll talk to you Monday, and I'll see you Sunday at the station while I'm doing my show.
All right.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thanks very much, Patrick. I appreciate that. Okay, and Patrick Hyland, Sundays right here in the flagship from 11 to 12. By the way, you can hear him online if you want to go there, theanswertampa.com. You can always hear his show online around the country if you want to chime in and hear what they're talking about. Now, I will tell you this final minute or so, brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and the easiest way to find them is they're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the road if you're going east. You look over to the right, when you hit the railroad tracks, there's a little driveway, and there's a couple of buildings in there. You pull in there, and you'll see this big 9-foot tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. That's it. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give her a call, 941-922-2345 to set for an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, it's been a busy week. Lots of stuff going on. Always happy to be able to be a part of some of this history-making news that happens at night on the Third Watch. And believe me when I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me, the news that we get. Oh, by the way, tomorrow I'll be at Two Guys Gun Show down there at Robarts Arena. I'll be there from 9 to 3, 3000 Ringling Boulevard. That's at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. Stop on by, see what's going on. They've got a lot of stuff here. Getting to be that time of the year. If you got ammunition, too, you need ammo, they'll have it. All right. I'll see you tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.